Welcome back to the Gus Bradley Show. And Gus, when you prepare for a Washington Redskins football team who has a new coach in Jay Gruden, how do you get enough film in week two of a regular season to really evaluate what that offense is all about?
Well, I think you try to break it down as much as possible. First of all, the run game. They kept the same offensive line coach, Chris Forster, and usually the offensive line coach has a lot of authority, in the types of, and styles of runs that they like to run. So when you look at them, they really haven't changed much in terms of their running style and the runs that they use. Now, the passes, that's a different game. So you go back and you watch some Cincinnati tape and get a feel of how he's trying to incorporate the two.
And to give people an idea, how many games do you guys break down? Do you break down every game? Like if we're in midseason and there's been a slate of games, do you break down 3 games, 2 games, 4 games, all 8 games?
Well, I think it depends each week. I think, the standard number across the league is 4 games, and that's where you get your reports from. We might break down 8 games like we did in this week, 4 in the preseason, then go back, get another 4 at Cincinnati, and then we'll try to face, look at teams that really kind of run our style of defense. We're an over team. We play some over fist. Okay, what teams in the league generally are like that? And then try to find their tape and see maybe how they try to attack that.
All right, well, let's look at a couple plays because clearly the leader of this football team offensively is RG3, who had a little bit of a rough outing against the Houston Texans, but the one thing that he clearly has is accuracy and mobility.
Right, he can extend the play. And really I think he was, 29 for 36, so... as far as his completion percentage, he did a nice job. But that's the biggest threat there, his ability to run. Although he's not running as much, it almost seems like he sees himself more as a drop-back passer this year. That's changed under Jay Gruden. But overall, you got to understand that when they extend the play, he does have the arm to throw it deep.
What I think is his best throw on the run. Quarterback running to his right typically are a little bit better throwing on the run to their right, but on the sideline here, that's right on the
right. Across the body, with accuracy, a lot of precision right there. So, good play for him. Really a good show of his athleticism, his ability to throw on the run.
Now, I found myself, we're watching Washington Redskins and I'm breaking the tape down and trying to get an idea of what kind of a team that they have. And the one guy that I keep watching, and I almost had to watch this film twice, was number 99 for the Texans, J.J. Watt.
Well, he does. When you have a quality player like that on the other side, when you're watching the team that you're going to play in the week of upcoming, sometimes you lose your focus. But, I think you look at maybe how they align as a defense, what advantage they gain, and then, how you can take advantage of those looks. Obviously, a guy like J.J. Watt takes advantage of everybody.
Well, he's tremendous. I think he was impactful on, 12 of 60 plays. That's a tremendous number. That's 20% of the defensive snaps. So it's hard not to watch that. But RG3, as you said, likes to stay in the pocket more, and I think this is a perfect example. This is a completion to DeSean Jackson, and he's got a wonderful arm.
Right. Well, quick throws, on target, and a lot of accuracy. That's what you're asking for a quarterback, and good decision-making. So, it's nice plays that attack the defense based on some weaknesses that they have.
Well, a real tight throwing motion. Now, let's flip over to the defensive side of the ball. They have the same defensive coordinator, Jim Haslett, but they have some new components of their defense, and the guy that really has stood out to me, how I watch defensive line, is defensive tackle Jason Hatcher, who had 11 sacks last year for the Dallas Cowboys, number 97.
Well, I think what really to see here is that they're looking for mismatches. Jason Hatcher obviously played 3 technique or all in the perimeter with Dallas, but here they put him over the center, and they feel like to use his quickness over the center, they gain an advantage, and it did on this play.
And the other guy that kind of stands out for them, number 91, Ryan Kerrigan. It would help to block him, but I think this alignment here kind of speaks volumes about the Washington Redskins' defense. They like to bring pressure.
Well, they do, and all down in distances. So we understand that. They're going to show, they're going to dump, they're going to show and come. So multiple looks, trying to put a lot of pressure on the offensive line.
And there's Kerrigan coming off the left outside unblocked. It always helps if you block a guy. But anyway, certainly a pressure-packed defense.